This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I had to make a quick turnaround trip to New York City this weekend. We have a family member who's pretty ill. And we had to kind of check on them and, get their moods up and you know, make them happy. Not that me, the black sheep in the family, really is pleasing to the eye. But still, you go and hopefully it makes a dent. A positive dent. And, that part of the trip was okay. It's exhausting. But, the flight seems to ruin it. And you know what? I realized why we're so angry about the flight and why there's so much anger on the flight. All right. Number one, it starts weeks before when you pay for the ticket. It cost me 600 something a pop before taxes for coach. We're talking steerage, coach, cargo, all right? Coach to go to New York. So already I'm upset that I'm taking four of us to New York at 600 bucks a pop. So we max out a credit card. I'm grumpy. I feel like I have to work, eight, 9 days a week, right, to pay for the trip. All right, so then there's that. Number two, you have these idiots that are around you really being rude, okay? Like, for example, I accidentally, my head hit the seat in front of me when I was reaching down for my purse. Now, obviously, it was a one-time thing, but the person in front of me had to turn around and act like it was an act of war. I'm like, come on! All I did was I hit my head. Where's the sympathy? I like, ow. So I immediately had to pretend like I was really, really injured by that head banging on the seat in front of me move. I'm holding my head going, ow, that hurt a lot. So they would think it was a one-time thing and leave me alone. Okay, and then you had a farter. And on the trip back, there was a farter, and it was bad. It was so bad, and I don't like breathing that stuff in. Mind you, I understand as a doctor, it's a regular, human act, okay? All right, I mean, we do it all the time. Well, in theory, men do, women don't. But anyway, half of the population farts, right? So, it's okay. I'm used to it. I'm a doctor. But not continually when there's not enough air circulating such that now I'm getting pieces of colon in my respiratory tree. And trust me, I am not over exaggerating. This was a very, very pungent, there was mass and matter to these gas explosions. That wasn't good. Okay, now, one thing that was a positive was the trip coming back to Vegas. See, whenever you leave Vegas, all right, if you leave Vegas on a Sunday and you come in on a Friday, you're always going to hit traffic. But I live in Las Vegas, so I'm always opposite traffic. So coming back to Vegas, people don't come to Vegas on a Sunday, usually unless there's a convention. So we had a couple open rows. So I'm like, okay, this is nice. So I kicked my son right out to the other one because he always likes to hit me with the double on his knees when he falls asleep. So I kick him behind me. I have the little one next to me. And then Daddy goes and sleeps by another row. So that was pretty cool. Worth the 600 bucks a ticket. I pretended we were like in first class. I pretended that the little peanuts they gave me was caviar, whatever the hell they get in first class. That was fine, okay? But then I didn't realize that there were a couple people sneaking up into my son's row. Now, I don't mind if my son has a whole row to himself, let somebody sit there, that's fine. But there was an exchange of people, and I thought that was odd. And then all of a sudden, my husband starts yelling on the plane for my son to move, because now there's a woman sitting next to him. She wasn't sitting on the aisle. She's like sitting next to him. Some woman was sitting there now next to him, starting to lean towards my son. This is on the plate. Now, okay, Mama Bear gets awoken. I wasn't even asleep. I was just sitting there playing Candy Crush. Mama Bear now is awoken. Whoa, 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 who's by my baby? So we get my baby to come around, sit next to me. I'm like, what is this woman doing? Well, the woman wanted a window seat. So that's how she got rid of my son. She sat next to him, looked like she was a child predator or a sexual predator. My kid moves. Now she gets the window seat. And what does she do while she's on the window seat? She starts kicking my chair. So anyway, here I am. I'm back. And thank God I'm back. That was not a fun trip at all. But I'm back and I'm here and I'm grumpy. Speaking of which, one of the medical headlines is women spend 10 days a year in a bad mood. Now, some of you are like, yeah, that figures. Many of you are like, wait a second, only 10 days? That's it. Only 10 days. So today is day one. Okay, well, I understand. Maybe it's not day one. Maybe today is day nine. But I am in a grumpy mood, so we'll talk about that. All right, then a single dose of an antidepressant has been actually found to change the brain's architecture. We're going to talk about that. All right, then we have a man who was accused of rape, but then it got turned around and he was acquitted because he suffers from quote-unquote sexomnia. And he had sex with the woman while he slept. All right, is that a good enough excuse? Then, while on the sexy topic, MRIs have been used for a variety of things. MRIs to be looking at meniscal tears and knees. MRIs to look for tumors in the brain. But now, we have MRIs being used as porn. Apparently, researchers have been able to MRI two people having sex. And it is very disturbing. I posted the piece of video on my Twitter. Don't worry, it'll be there all day. You don't have to leave the show for that. Very disturbing. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, you can also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I know that's where the MRI porn is. I'm sorry. You can follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. All right, so apparently there is an MRI scan that researchers have done to show how sex looks in an MRI. Now, why would anybody even do this? Well, have you guys heard of the Ig Nobel Prizes? Maybe they're called IG, but the Ig Nobel Prizes? Okay. Basically, these Ig Nobel Prizes are supposed to be research that's done that are, they're supposed to be a scientific discovery that sounds silly, but it's actually pretty damn cool. Not the MRI. I think the MRI footage is disturbing. But anyway, the winners are usually honored by the Annals of Probable Research. It's like a science humor magazine. And it's not supposed to be confused with the actual Nobel Prize. But 10 awards were given out for studies looking at weird things that you would never even think would want to be studied, but people study. For example, Dr. Sanal Saraya, he researched nosebleeds, and he found that if you pack strips of cured pork, so pork rinds would it be, in the noses of children that have uncontrollable nosebleeds, you could stop the hemorrhaging. Now, of course, you got to be careful. You can't be sticking pork in your kids' noses. You got to worry about infection, etc. However, the reason why he studied this is there are some children out there that suffer from a rare clotting condition known as Glanzmann thrombocytopenia. And unfortunately, it could be life-threatening. So they found that you could, throw pork up in there. All right. They also talked about cats, how cats could be hazardous to your health. There was another one looked at, you don't have to throw out day-old kitty litter, banana peel slippy. Let's take a look at some of these winners. This is very, very interesting. These are the 2014 Ig Nobel winners awarded at Harvard last week by the Annals of Improbable Research. So in physics, all right, Kiyoshi Mabuchi, Kenzo Tanaka, and Daichi Uchijima, and Rina Sakai for studying the slipperiness of banana peels. I don't really need that studied. I know it's kind of gooey and slippery, but I guess. I think it's because of the length. They don't tell us how in this article. This comes from ABC News, but somebody won the award. Neuroscience. They studied seeing Jesus in toast and tried to understand what happens in the brains of people who see human faces in a piece of toast. They won the neuroscience award. Psychology. They won an award figuring out people who habitually stay up late tend to be more self-admiring, more manipulative, and more psychopathic than people who habitually rise early. Good, because I'm an early riser, so I'm not manipulative or psychopathic, but I do self-admire. Public health was awarded, I don't want to give all the names out because it'll take forever, for investigating whether it is mentally hazardous to own a cat. All right, so they investigated if it's mentally hazardous to own a cat. I'm going to tell you the answer is a resounding yes. My two dogs compared to my three cats, it's like night and day. The cats, as far as I'm concerned, could go leave. Biology. Apparently, they studied how dogs align themselves with the Earth's magnetic field when defecating. Remember we talked about that? Where I guess the dog, I think, faces north whenever he takes a poop. I don't know. I need to double check that. We talked about that on the show a while back. But dogs will align themselves with the Earth's magnetic field when pooping. A lot of people studied that one. In art, they measured the relative pain people suffer while looking at an ugly painting as opposed to a pretty painting while a laser beam is aimed at their hand. So I guess they looked at how much more pain are you in if you have to stare at an ugly painting while a laser beam was aimed at you. In economics, apparently Italy's National Institute of Statistics won this one. All right? They took the lead in fulfilling the European Union mandate to increase the official size of its national economy by including revenues from prostitution, illegal drug sales, smuggling, and other unlawful financial transactions. So they won the Economics Ig Award. In medicine, was the cured pork strips, uncontrollable nosebleeds. That, to me, is pretty cool. My guess is the salt. All right? I guess the salt draws in fluid. The other fluid I'm just pulling this one out of my orifice. My guess is the salt intake may increase swelling, and the swelling, even though you would think may increase blood flow, may actually increase some sort of like compression maybe? I don't know. I'm pulling that one out of my orifice. Arctic science tested how reindeer react to humans disguised as polar bears. And then nutrition, a bunch of people got an award for their study of using infant fecal bacteria as potential probiotic starter cultures for fermented sausages. Now, I don't know why they were studying that, but they were. Now, the MRI people did not win, all right? there is a video now that allows us doctors to look at what actually happens on MRI with sex. At first, they kiss. It's entitled The Anatomy of Kissing and Love in an MRI scanner. It was uploaded on YouTube, but I guess I don't know who the original source is. The clip reveals that the video describes as a French kiss has been captured in an MRI scanner. It looks really gross. The French kiss looks disgusting. I'm getting sick just... I don't understand that. I really don't understand. I do not want to taste someone's tongue. Oh, my gosh. What? Never made sense to me. I'm sorry. I'm the only one that has the guts to admit it. I don't understand the whole French kissing thing. I think it's disgusting. I like kissing. I like kissing a lot, but no tongue. I'm getting sick just thinking about it. Okay, anyway, it was recorded using a Tesla field strength of 3. I guess that's how strong the magnets are. So you see all that, and then there's a separate clip showing what sex looks like. Now, the couple was in the missionary position, but I know that I'm comfortable with. Thank you. Whew. Now I could relate. Although, when you look at it, it looks like they're side to side, kind of like what a shower scene would be. And this is where I'm a little confused, okay? And I'm getting this from Daily Mail. They say the video was recorded during the 1960s by Dutch doctor Peck van Andel in a hospital in Groningen. Now, I don't know much about the history of MRIs, but I guess back in Europe, they already had that sort of technology way back in the 60s. All right. Dr. Van Engel, alongside gynecology professor Wilbord Weimar Schultz, used the images as a basis of a scientific paper by 1999 called MRI Imaging of Male and Female Genitals During Coitus and Female Sexual Arousal. I don't see how she's aroused by anything in this MRI. And the purpose of the study was to discover whether imaging of the male and female genitals during that was even feasible. I don't know how they got a big enough, I don't even know how they got a big enough MRI to fit these two in. All right. They also wanted to address claims made by 1933, we're talking back in the 30s, Professor Robert Latow Dickinson, that the male appendage formed an S shape while inside a female during sex. They also wanted to study claims that the volume of the uterus increases during sexual arousal, as proposed by William Master and Virginia Johnson, Masters and Johnson, back in 1964. Is that why they call it the Johnson? Is that why? Okay, hold on a second. I need to explain to you what MRIs are. A lot of you guys want to know I'm assuming you guys want to know about their history and what they actually do. Okay, this is really interesting. Now, I'm looking up really quickly. I was in medical school, and MRIs weren't used as often as CAT scans were. But I guess a one-dimensional MRI image was produced way back in the 50s. And then in the 1960s, they were working on it in the Soviet Union, but an MRI device was not approved until the 70s. Now, me, I didn't really notice anything with MRIs until the 90s when I was in medical school, and it was too new for us to use and probably too expensive. But when we come back, I'll quickly tell you what an MRI does and what it's about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining Billsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Phil'sGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Phil'sGang.com, Phil'sGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So we're talking about MRIs. We should also talk about when should you get an MRI versus a CAT scan. Basically, what's the difference, risks, et cetera. We might as well talk about that. So we're talking about this IG Award Nobel Prize, and we transitioned into, well, you know, one of the studies was looking at people having sex, right, in an MRI image, which to me was extremely disturbing, and it looked very, very rough. I'm surprised there was no tearing and shearing of vital organs, but I guess that's, you know, that just when you look at it, you're like, whoa, I do that to my body? Really? Really? 4 times a year? Really? Anyway, all right. So an MRI, basically, you lie in a machine, okay? And for those of you that have ever had one of them, it can be pretty claustrophobic, you know, because you're kind of enclosed as opposed to a CAT scan. And there's a strong magnetic field with radio frequency waves that get directed at your body. Daily Mail has a beautiful description of this, much easier than some of the other sites. The field strength of the MRI scanners are measured in Tesla. They operate at about 1.5, but could go anywhere from 0.2 to 7. Now, you know your body has a bunch of water molecules. So it's got hydrogen, it's got oxygen atoms, and at the center of these hydrogen atoms, you've got these little protons. And these little protons act like tiny magnets, and they're very, very sensitive to the magnetic field. So when you're under the scanner magnets, the protons will kind of line up in the same direction. You've got these radio waves that are sent to areas of the body. They knock the protons out of alignment, and then when the radio waves are turned off, the protons realign. They send out radio signals. This is picked up by the receivers. Then the signals provide the information about the exact locations of the protons in the body, and that's how they make an image. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, my God, why isn't my body exploding? It won't do that, not with the protons, okay? Now, you start messing with the neutrons, I don't know what happens. Happens, probably do the neutron dance, I don't know. All right, but anyway. All right, so, and then I guess the protons in different types of tissue realign at different speeds and then produce different signals. So if you're having a, I guess, image of your abdomen, you got the abdominal wall, you got the peritoneal fluid, that you got the fat, the muscle, you have layers of the bowel wall, those protons of different tissue, realign at different speeds and then produce different signals. And then the image gets created. All right? Does that kind of make sense? Okay? Another way to also look at it is you have these excited hydrogen atoms, and they use the energy to kind of, it has to do with basically movement and it picking up on what's happening with the movement and the speed. Does that kind of make sense? Okay, good. Now, some of you have said, look, you know, my doctor is ordering an MRI of the brain. Why isn't he ordering a CAT scan? It's cheaper. Or some of you are saying, look, you know, if a CAT scan is better for bones, why does my orthopedist always demand that I get an MRI? I don't understand. Okay, so let's just quickly kind of look at this. Now, okay, CAT scans were used before MRIs. And CAT scans were a phenomenal discovery because you get the image very quickly, okay? You could get a CAT scan image within minutes, yet MRIs take a long time. You know, you guys are lying there, it's like boom, boom, boom. You know, you got that sound. And so a CAT scan image is a lot quicker. So in the ER, we only do CAT scans. If I had somebody come in with a possible stroke, I'd CAT scan them. I'd make sure it wasn't bleeding before I put contrast in, so we'd do a CAT scan without, make sure he didn't have a hemorrhagic stroke. Once we saw that there was no bleed, do the contrast. And then, you know, the CAT scan image is great. It is radiation, though, anywhere from 2 to 10 millisieverts, okay? And it's a lot of radiation in terms of your background radiation that you get just walking around your neighborhood. It would be about 3 to 5 years of that background radiation to equate to one CT. But it doesn't mean one CT is going to, you know, give everybody cancer. Okay, you know, we kind of calculated, depending on whether you're getting a CAT scan of the chest or the head or the abdomen, obviously the bigger the part, the more radiation you get. But I think we found that, you know, some people could get close to 9 CTs and still not die. All right, so I wouldn't freak out about the CAT scans, okay? And it all depends on we've talked about lethal doses. We're going to do that again, though. We'll come up with, there was like a table, and we talked about the different doses of scans and the radiation. And it showed you how like an X-ray was tiny. In fact, you should worry more about frequent flying than you should an X-ray or a CAT scan. But the CAT scan has to use radiation. MRIs don't. Okay? They do not emit radiation. So the MRIs offer no radiation. So if you have to be rescanned for something, sometimes an MRI is an awesome choice due to radiation. All right? However, there's always bad and the cost. MRIs are pretty expensive. CAT scan could be easily a few grand, okay? Anywhere from $1,200 to $3,200, but MRIs are usually a little bit more than that. Some MRIs could be $4,000 or $5,000, okay? And it's a longer test. It takes more tech time. It's a more expensive machine, you know, and then the gadolinium, some of the contrast that you get, you know, these things are a lot, they're more expensive. People prefer CAT scan, though, because it's quick, all right? You know, you could actually be scanned within 30 seconds, all right? So somebody could argue, okay, well, great, you know, if I have claustrophobia, I'd rather do the CAT scan. So that's really nice. And, you know, you can even move a little bit, all right? If you move during a CAT scan, right, it's not as bad as an MRI. With an MRI, you cannot move. And remember we talked about with the protons lighting up, et cetera, and the way, you know, the machine has to pick up. You cannot be moving around because that's going to cause a slurring, a blur of it. All right. Now, some MRIs can be done quickly. You know, if you're not moving and it's a small part, sometimes it can take, you know, a short time. But for others, you're in that MRI for a long time. All right. Now, what about effects? CAT scans can have radiation, all right? MRIs don't. Now, both of them could get dye. The CT scans could get IV contrast, the MRI gadolinium. Very, very rare for there to be any sort of reaction. A little bit more common with a CAT scan than an MRI. Of course, if you have liver disease, kidney disease, you've got to be careful using both. Now, what is better? All right, you know, which, if you have a medical condition, what should you do? Well, any soft tissue injury, that MRI is going to be phenomenal. Like, for example, if you ruptured a disc in your back, all right, yeah, bone, very good CT. CT is great for bones. But if we're looking at, you know, what happened in between the bones, like the disc, your MRI will be better for that. Now, CTs are very, very good for lung cancer, all right? We love using CAT scans for lung cancer. Kind of more difficult to MRI the lungs. You could do it, but the lungs have to move because you have to breathe. CAT scan does better for that. Now, brain tumors, CAT scans are good for brain tumors, but an MRI better. The MRI is able to delineate a lot better, and the brain also doesn't move as much, so that's kind of nice, okay? You know, the idea that your patient's going to move is a big one, especially when you're looking at kids, okay? You know, we had to do MRIs on my kids, and I mean, telling them to sit still was pretty anxiety producing. But with the CAT scan, a lot of times your head is out of the machine. So if you're CAT scanning, let's say your chest or your abdomen, in a CAT scan, your head is out. In an MRI, you're within the whole thing. Okay? Again, for claustrophobia, that's a big deal. You know, when it comes to, like, kidney stones, we'll do a CAT scan. If it comes to appendicitis, a CAT scan. Anything urgent, do a CAT scan. It's quicker, it's easier, faster results. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. This is interesting. Jason writes, Doctor, I was told I was too fat for an MRI. My doctor, I hate that term fat. Don't ever say that. Say that your weight was too high. Okay? My doctor suggested a horse MRI. Is he kidding me? Okay, this is interesting. Horse Like if a person's over 350 pounds, they may be over the table weight limit, all right, of an MRI. So you couldn't do an MRI if you're over 350 pounds, whereas CT scan may be a little easier because a CT scan a lot of times can offer, weights up to about 450 pounds. There are MRIs for horses, and I've never seen a patient have to get that done where I live, but I've heard of that, where there are larger MRIs that they use for the equine population that they could use for, you know, obese individuals. Unfortunately, most standard MRIs, I believe, only fit 350 pounds, which also probably brings up who can't get an MRI. If you have any metal in your body, you can't get an MRI. So, like, for example, if a horse has horseshoes that are made of metal, okay, that have to be titanium. Titanium is safe. A lot of times you guys have titanium implants or, you know, cages, et cetera, with your back. Titanium is usually safe. Clips that they use, surgical clips. Nowadays, they're using certain surgical clips that are safe for an MRI. However, if you have absolutely no idea, when in doubt, check it out. If you have a pacemaker, no, you cannot do an MRI. Some of your tattoos, okay, could prohibit you from getting an MRI because metal was used in that. So keep that in mind. I apologize. I don't know much about the equine MRIs and what their weight limit is. That's a tough one. The first MRI was commercially used in the 80s, but they started doing MRIs on horses in the 90s when they had bigger and more powerful machines. I just don't know much about the weight limit. All right. So, good review on MRIs. Okay, let's move on. Sexomnia. A Swedish man has been acquitted of rape after arguing that he suffers from sexomnia, which caused him to have sex with the woman while he slept. Mikael Halvorsen, according to 9news.com, had no intention of raping a woman because he was in the state of sleeplessness, unconsciousness of what was happening. The guy was 26 years old, and the judge did not think that story was absurd and overturned the guy's 2-year prison sentence for a sex attack that occurred back in April. Now, apparently, he and the alleged victim were sleeping in the same bed, but under different blankets. The woman called the police the next morning. Officers found that he was still asleep next to her. All right? And then, I guess this went to trial. He was accused of rape. And then now there, with this appeal, there was an expert doctor specializing in sleep disorders like sexomnia. Now, this is very similar to when people could sleepwalk or do other things in their sleep. And sexomnia is basically rather than you sleepwalking, you having sex in your sleep. Some people have absolutely no idea. Now, his previous girlfriend testified that he had once tried to have sex with her when she was sleeping. When she stopped him, he acted confused and said, what did I do, huh? Yeah, we've all been there. Halvorsen's mother also testified to his disturbed sleeping patterns. Thank God they're not going into too much detail with the testimony. Whew, please let's just leave it at that. All right, now, is sexomnia a real condition? Well, a lot of things happen to people sleep. Now, that never happened to me, but I have slept walk. I have had complete conversations with people on the phone and not even realized I did it the next day. Yeah, I used to answer the phone for my roommate. I'd be asleep. I'd have a complete conversation with whoever, and I guess I would never tell her that that person called because I didn't have any recollection of that happening. I'm really, really nervous because I don't know what I could have said in that conversation and how could I be held liable for you know, anything I said. And it was something like, leave me alone, I'm asleep, or I don't know. But definitely caused a lot of conflict with my roommate and her friends because I never told the roommate if they called or woke me up. But the phone was near my room. I went to bed and woke up. Anyway, she forgave me. I didn't know what the hell was going on. So could somebody actually go through the process of sex in their sleep? Absolutely. You know, I mean, it's very similar to you're having a sex dream, except rather than you just dreaming about it, you know, you wake up and you're like, whoa, okay, I didn't just do anything, did I? And you're like, oh, thank God, hopefully my body just lied still while I was dreaming about all that. And unfortunately, with sexomnia, you're actually acting on it. Now, what I would suggest, okay, is if you are in bed, I mean, a lot of us, you know, we like to cuddle up with people, etc. Okay, I think the middle of the night could be a very, very dangerous time for accidental touching, accidental rolling over, etc. I would really urge anybody, especially if we're going to have all these sexomnia claims, for you to sleep in a completely different room. If you could sleep in a completely different room, okay, or maybe even a different house, with the person who could possibly sexomniaize you, not a bad idea, all right? Because these things really do happen. People get groped and touched, etc. on a plane. I'm really nervous about being next to strangers on a plane because in their sleep, they could try to grope or they could pretend they were sleeping. I mean, it's really common, people. It really is. And everyone's kind of making fun of this story, but it is. So you, as a potential victim, needs to make sure that you are putting safety first. And don't be lying in bed with somebody who you really don't want fondling you. Okay? All right. Good. And guys, don't think you could use that as an excuse. Or ladies, just because this person got off judicially, doesn't mean that you can. All right? He had one heck of an attorney. A real good attorney, I guess, arguing the case. Okay? It's still assault. It's still rape. And if you can't prove that you were unconscious, you attack the person. That's rape. You can't be doing that. So, if you can't control yourself, I would recommend you be completely clothed. I don't know, maybe have your hands tied. I'm not sure what you all need to do. But pretty frightening stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There was a case where somebody had made a public statement about how a woman in this particular attack needed to, quote unquote, be more careful. And there was a lot of controversy over, oh my gosh, you know, we're making victims feel like it's their fault, etc. All right, I don't know what the right way to bring this up would be, and I don't know what the most politically correct way is, but there has to be a way that somebody could suggest that in the future people be careful. We've talked about this a lot, okay? All right, being a victim myself, being aware of what happens out there, no, okay? Women aren't asking for it, okay? We're not asking for it like a lot of people think, all right? However, we do have to, as a population, women or men, realize that there are ways to prevent or dissuade bad things from happening, and we should teach the population how to do that. Okay? All right? And that shouldn't be translated into us saying it's somebody's fault. Okay? Don't be in bed with somebody who could roll over and attack you. I just wouldn't be in that bed. I'm not saying it's your fault, but we got to be cautious. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dalli.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.